RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is In Vilner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
This is Silvana.
This is Osvaldo, and welcome to
In Vilner,
the academic radio show in English at UNAD.
Today we have the honor to be with one of our colleagues, who will join us throughout the whole show. His name is Carlos, he is from Cartagena, and he teaches English here at UNAD.
Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, guys. It is a pleasure for me to be here with you today.
Get to know culture and fun facts from different countries in this section. Culture and Civilization.
Happy Love and Friendship Day, guys. Or should I say Valentine's Day?
Here in Colombia, we celebrate Love and Friendship Day in September, but in other countries, it's celebrated in February.
Is there a reason for that?
From what I read before, Colombia and Bolivia are two of the few countries in the world that don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
I didn't know about the Bolivia, so what's it all about?
Well, from what I read not so long ago, it is not celebrated in September here in Colombia because in 1969, a group of business owners and merchants thought it would be better not to commemorate the death of a priest who was beheaded. Secondly, as February was the start of the academic school year for many students, chances were roses and chocolates would not be sold out, so they thought it would be a good idea for celebrated in September.
Very interesting. We learn something new every day.
St. Valentine's Day in other countries is a huge celebration.
Many countries celebrate it. Mexico, USA, Canada, France, even Japan, from what I've heard.
Well, guys, it is very popular worldwide, but it's not celebrated in the same way everywhere. Each country has its own traditions. I actually have a special report for our audience about this topic.
Fantastic! Let's just listen to it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carlos Vasquez. I'm working in Seattle Heights, and today I'm going to be sharing with you some different customs around the world concerning St. Valentine's Day, or Love and Friendship Day, as we call it here in Colombia. In Japan, for example, the one who mainly give the presents are women. Men just stand by for women to give them chocolates. And there are different kinds of chocolate presents for friends, lovers, and a so-called obligation chocolate. A chocolate you give to co-workers, boss, or male friends, with no feelings involved. Wow, I think I'm gonna travel to Japan. Japanese people have created a white day where men can give presents to women. In the other hand, in Denmark and Norway, men send funny little poems or rhyming love notes to women anonymously on Valentine's Day. They just give a clue saying the number of letters in the sender's name. The recipient must guess who sent the card. If she guesses correctly, she wins an Easter egg, but if she misses, she owes one instead. In Finland and Estonia, Valentine's Day is more a celebration for friendship because the name in both languages of the date is Happy Friends Day. Finnish and Estonian people exchange cards and gifts among friends. However, this is a special day to tie the knot or get engaged. In England, single women place 5 bay leaves in their pillows, one at each corner of the pillow and one in the middle, with the belief of dreaming of their future husbands, along with the next expression, "Good Valentine, be kind to me, in dreams let me my true love see." In France, it is a really strange Valentine's Day tradition called Une Loterie d'Amour, or Love Lottery. Single men and women enter houses that face opposite each other and then call out women until they were paired off. If the men didn't like their match, they would leave the woman for another man to call. Imagine yourself in this situation. I wouldn't like to be any of those women. That practice nowadays is prohibited. Finally, in Colombia, you already know how the tradition is. Basically, Valentine's Day in Colombia, or as it should be known, Amor y Amistad, is celebrated on the third weekend of September and is approached with a similar fervor as the Colombians approach Halloween and Christmas, which is, to say very least, wholeheartedly. Get ready with the wine, the flowers, and while you are at it, why not learn some Carlos Vives songs? Just for extra points. For the entire weekend and the weeks before, hearts adorn bars, restaurants, shops, and even houses you visit in honor of Amor y Amistad. It's not unusual for places to hold special promotions such as women drinking free or 2-for-1 meals. Well, guys, this is all for now. Hope you will enjoy this day with the beloved ones. Take care.
What an amazing idea. I want to celebrate it there.
There's even a song about it. It is in Japanese and English. It's called Valentine's Day Kiss, and it talks about this celebration.
Sounds great, despite it couldn't understand much of the song as I don't speak Japanese.
All I could understand was I love you, chocolate, and Valentine's Day kiss. Very sweet.
Llega a Radio UNAD Virtual. Rumba Criolla. Una manera original de escuchar lo tradicional. Viernes, 4 de la tarde. Rumba Criolla. Solo por la RV.
Do you want to sing a song? Do you have a story to tell? Or maybe you would like to send a special message? Don't be afraid. We are here to listen to you, so speak up. Now that we're talking about Love and Friendship Day, how is it that Colombians celebrate it? Is there a difference between other cultures? Let's listen to our colleagues Cesar and Nidia from Ciudad Pitalito, who talked to us about this traditional celebration here in our country.
Go ahead, guys.
Colombians do not celebrate one day of love, like many countries do on Valentine's Day, but a whole month of love and friendship, ending the third Saturday in September with the Day of Love and Friendship, Día del Amor y la Amistad. As the 14th February in many other countries, this day is also celebrated in memory of Saint Valentine, who secretly continued to marry soldiers during the Roman Empire after Emperor Claudius II had prohibited its soldier to marry, as he was of the opinion that soldiers in love do not bring the desired performance. When the emperor found out about this, he ordered death penalty for Saint Valentine, and he died on February 14, 270. Since 1969, Valentine's Day is celebrated on the day of his death in most countries in the world. In Colombia, however, this day was modified by traders who decided that the roses and chocolates should be sold and given in September, a month that up to that moment didn't have any festivities. So, how do Colombians celebrate the month and day of love and friendship? First of all, it is impossible to forget about it, as you see red and white hearts and flowers everywhere you go, in shops, in streets, and restaurants. However, it seems well less commercialized than, for example, in the US. The most common tradition is the one of the secret friend, amigo secreto. Within a group of people, you draw the name of your amigo secreto, secret friend, and then you secretly give sweet little notes or flowers to this person every day until the day of love and friendship, when you will hand over and gift to that person. Happy Love and Friendship Day to you and all our listeners. It's a hot and sunny day here in Pitalito, perfect for such a celebration. Today we'll be talking about Love and Friendship Day with a professor from UNAD University, CEAT Pitalito. Her name's Nidia Ñañez.
Cesar, thank you for kind invitation.
Okay, Professor, what's your take on Love and Friendship Day in Colombia?
Well, actually, it's a really nice time for sharing presents, heart sweet and huge with all friends and relatives. I really love this time.
Okay, pretty good. Thanks. And another question, what did you used to do in that time?
I used to play Secret Friend with my partners and have a great time with them.
Okay, Professor, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Cesar.
Bye-bye. Okay, now we are here with a student from UNAD University at CEAT Pitalito, Arlinson Perez. Thanks for being here.
All right, thank you for your invitation.
Okay, dear Arlinson, what's your take, what's your opinion about this celebration, Love and Friendship Day in Colombia?
All right, I think that it's a good time to share with my friends in other environments.
Okay, pretty good. And what do you used to do in that time?
I don't know. I used to give presents, sweets, hugs, and kisses.
Ah, okay, pretty good. So, thank you very much for being here.
All right, thanks for you.
So, this confirms what you just said about love and friendship.
Exactly. And this celebration will still continue to be celebrated in September, rather than in February.
Did you ever play Secret Friend?
I sure did.
Now guys, why don't we just listen to a classic song about friendship? It is one of my top favorite songs about friendship.
Let me guess, it's Count on Me by Jason Mraz.
No, not at all. This song is a classic, very popular in the 80s. It's actually called You've Got a Friend.
Oh, now I got it.
Very nice song. I'm sure our audience will love it.
When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon door. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, running, yeah, yeah, to see you again.
Salud Global.
Un programa donde su bienestar tiene un espacio.
Escúchenos todos los martes a las 3 p.m. por la radio UNAD Virtual.
In every language we find idiomatic expressions that cannot be translated literally. In this section you will learn some of the most used in different contexts. Listen carefully and take notes. You can use them next time you speak.
The clock is ticking, run.
Well, September is almost over, and I hope all our audience keeps good memories from this month and its celebration.
Well, I guess some people will, and some will not, definitely. You know, love has its own ways.
For many, Cupid showed up to make them happy, and for others, Cupid may have just forgotten about them.
Oh, Lord, that'd be sad.
Oh, don't be. That's part of life.
Why don't we just listen to Diana Delgado from SEAT Zipaquirá? She has another special report about the celebration. She will tell us a few key expressions and words related to love and friendship.
This month is quite interesting. Some people just love friendship and love celebration, while others hate it. When you are dating or you are falling for someone, I guess it's nice to celebrate. Falling for someone is when you are attracted to a person. So I think in this special date, you ask that person out. You plan a whole romantic date. You make reservations in a nice hotel, you pick up your girl or boy and enjoy the night or the day. Well, I think that's an ideal situation. But what about when you are falling for someone, but instead of moving on, you get a broken heart, or you have just break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend? Then is when you start not liking friendship and love celebration. Okay. You reach a point. But remember, this celebration is not only about love, but also about friendship. So you can always count on friends to celebrate. When you make up is when you stop being angry with that person. You apologize and everything is love again. Okay, so I think love and friendship celebration is also a day for apologies, getting back together, new friendships and dating. You said it.
Well guys, now that we're talking about falling for someone, let's listen to Falling For Ya, one of the nicest songs in the movie, Teen Beach Movie.
Lunes y cada 15 días, contando hasta 10, los acompaña con temas de interés de la vida cotidiana a las que expertos en psicología darán respuesta.
Escúchenos todos los lunes a las 11:30 por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Una invitación del programa de comunicación social SEAD Arbeláez Fusagasugá.
Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to your emails, comments, and tweets.
And remember, if you are listening to In Vilo Air, you're listening to the best academic radio show online.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.